This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
You asked this question earlier, because I want to bring Jameis Winston in, and then I got to bring in the whole conversation together here, Lyman, because Daryl reminded me of something. You mentioned Jameis Winston. Well, he doesn't move as much as what other quarterbacks do. We went from, there was a prototype quarterback, 6'2 and above, maybe 6'3 and above. Stand still, deliver, right? Protected by the pocket. Didn't need to run. You can, but we really don't want you to. Didn't need to be that guy. Are we trying to find another prototype quarterback, or we're trying to fit guys into something we're comfortable with? Because, man, you talk about Jameis Winston, a lot of people are like, and it's not just the talent. I mean, the talent's there. I know that there's been mishaps on the field, and that's why he's a backup quarterback now in his career, not a starting quarterback in his career. But, damn, we keep talking about, you know, Sam Darnold. Kirk Cousins is still sturdy and has been that way for a long time. But like, if Kirk Cousins was coming out of the draft, he was a fourth round pick then. Would he even be drafted now?
Yeah.
Like, man, like, there's so many of these guys, and I keep going to this year's coming draft, and, well, this guy does this and that, and he gets out and he extends plays and go, do you always want to extend a play? Are we extending a play because we're afraid to throw the football down the field? Like, I think we might be trying to find another prototype, which is probably not the right answer to do, or right answer to have, because I know it feels like it's been 10 years where we've had these types of quarterbacks where guys could get out there and they had more athleticism than we give them credit for. Josh Allen, Mahomes, starting with Cam Newton back in the day. But man, I still think it's an inexact science, and that I think it always has been. But I think if you're looking for a prototype, if you overcorrect the prototype, you ain't going to be in charge for very long.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting that the buzzwords or the phrase you keep hearing about quarterbacks right now is that there's no development. There's no development in the NFL. There's no development in college. I mean, I was talking to a college coach, you know, over the last few months. I was talking to him about a transfer player, and that was in the MAC, who was at a Power 5 school. And a lot of them do. They go from Power 5 to the MAC to finish out their careers. And he's like, they're not developing kids in college anymore. And I'm like, okay, if they're not doing it in college, and now we're hearing they don't do it in the NFL, there's a reason why, as I look at the numbers right now, quarterback play in the NFL, I mean, the names are all over the board. Like, it's not down to what it was when I was younger, where it was the usual suspects every year for seven straight years.
We don't have time.
It's not happening.
We don't have time anymore. Like, it's become a four-letter word to say fourth year anymore when it comes to quarterbacks. Like Cam Ward, I keep bringing him up because I'm like, yeah, he's played a lot of college football and he's elevated all the programs that he's been on. Like Shedeur Sanders has started and played a lot of college football, both at Jackson State and at Colorado. He's elevated those programs there. Garrett Nussmeier, I keep bringing him up. Maybe going back for another year would be his best option. Maybe Drew Aller going back for another year would be his best option. But are we going to look at those guys and say they're damaged goods? And you ask the question of where
Jaden Daniels had 55 games in college.
And how much did that help him? A ton. I think it helped him a ton. So you have these guys now that I think playing more college football helps, and they probably came out too soon because it's like, hey, my star is never going to be higher. My value is never going to be higher. Whatever the draft class is, no matter what, we'll get it figured out in the pros. Except the guys who get in charge, if I'm taken highly, they're not going to be in charge for very long. And we can't develop guys. Like Mac Jones, hey, I didn't think Mac Jones was that great coming out in college. Probably wasn't a good idea to make a defensive coordinator his offensive coordinator in his second year. That doesn't develop anybody. Putting Matt Patricia in as your offensive coordinator ain't going to develop him. That just raises a white flag, and it did it before you could even allow the seeds to germinate. Like you mentioned, where is this middle class of quarterbacks you saw before? I was surprised you mentioned Phillip Rivers. I thought Phillip Rivers during his, and I think I'm going to be the only one in this room who says this, I thought he had a quarterback play. He just happened to play in the same era as Tom Brady, the greatest of all time to do it. Josh Allen, to me, is an elite quarterback. He plays in the same generation as Patrick Mahomes, who may very well be the second best, or by the time it's all said and done, the best quarterback to do it. When I think of QB middle class, I think of guys like Stan Humphries, Chris Chandler. You go down the list of those type of guys. Even, and Steelers fans are going to want to drive here and fight me, not just for this comment I'm about to say, but all the other ones combined.
Brister?
I watched Neil O'Donnell play in a Super Bowl. I watched Neil O'Donnell have a long career where it's like, hey, he was really meh in a lot of ways, but it's like he did have a long career. Like those are the guys I think are like middle class.
But why
you don't
right
have that
now,
anymore?
Why right now is Joe Flacco a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Because he had a chance to develop and those skills stay with you. So you can push the ball down the field. Jameis has been in the league 10 years.
Right. And
he had a chance to develop. These guys don't have chances.
And he had elite skills coming out of college, right?
Yeah.
But he's another one that is now going to possibly get a starting job here the rest of the year. You have all these guys. I mean, okay, one's been in the league. How long has Flacco been around now? It's been 15 years, right?
15 years,
okay,
at least.
And you've got Jameis Winston who's been around. And I'll even throw in Geno Smith, okay, another one who...
He's had to have been in the league almost 10 years,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, easily. So when you throw all those guys that are still kind of hanging around the league, what does it tell me about the last decade of quarterbacks, the amount of first-round quarterbacks that have been drafted?
11 years for Geno.
Geno, 11 years. The amount of quarterbacks that have been drafted that are not starting. That's Joe Flacco, Jameis Winston, and Geno Smith.
I think that because those guys, and then I bring in Sam Darnold again, drafted after him. Baker, I want to put in there as well. Now, I'm going to put Baker in that category as well. You know, they have chances to sit and knock around and kind of see what works and see what doesn't. You know, the pressure's off now. The pressure was off. I think the pressure was off Baker last year. I know that, well, he was a starting quarterback. Yeah, they didn't intend on actually finishing the year and thinking that they were going to keep him. The pressure was off. He had good coaching around him. I think that Dave Canales is in a terrible situation. And for all I know, might not be cut out to be a head coach, but is a good play caller and good enough to be a good quarterback or work with quarterbacks and do some good stuff there. I think that they're behind the eight ball just in general in Carolina. But with Baker, like, you could work with him a little bit and calm some people down and then bring him back naturally. And we see what Baker's been able to do. They throw like crazy down in Tampa Bay and he plays well. This is almost nitty-gritty football. I got to tell you, I know we're in the weeds a little bit here, but I think this is what gives me a little bit of hope with Jameis and then kind of cools my jets on the Ward, Sanders, Ewers, whatever discussion you want to have coming out of the draft. Because I got a guy with 10 years experience. I got a head coach that has done... How many quarterbacks has he had now? 10? When Baker was healthy, Baker was good with him. Joe Flacco was good with him. Jameis Winston, it's been one game so far, so good.
Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett, they got the best out of him. They were 4-7 when Deshaun Watson took over, but they got the best out of Jacoby Brissett. Like, there might be a type that he has, but that type might be, hey, guys who can kind of spin it and stay in the game, stay in the league, and figure out a way to go. If a quarterback has played desperately, Baker was injured in 2021, played desperately. Deshaun Watson has played injured and has been a basket case, played desperately. Those guys have not been able to help themselves when they were underneath Kevin Stefanski. What about Jameis? Could he be able to carry that for a minute? Could he be able to go into next season if you wanted to do something like that? Like, I can't answer those questions yet, but you mentioned a middle class. That's what I think it's become. I think it's guys who were highly drafted players – who ended up on their ass, we kind of forgot about, or we just thought were secondary players, and they find themselves in good situations where maybe there's not a lot of pressure, but they also have good coaching. I know that a lot of people don't like Kevin Stefanski. I still think he's good with quarterbacks. Kevin O'Connell's good with quarterbacks. The situation Tampa Bay is in with Baker Mayfield's a good situation. You can make these good situations here, and you're getting the best play out of all these guys. That, to me, is your middle class, Anthony. I think it's changed to there's a very small middle class, but, yeah, you have guys at the tippy top. You have a small middle class, and then you have guys who no one ever has faith in, and you're looking forward to the draft. That's where it is.
It's just fine. We're going to have another draft coming up where how many guys get taken in the first round. Everyone's telling us they're all going to get overdrafted, that they don't have the same grades the guys did last year even that were in that draft. And these guys are going to get drafted high, and how many years are they going to get? With Richardson getting benched as quickly as he did, you know, it just shows that these desperate teams, they are willing to put this in flux more now than ever before.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.